first of all, I want to say, here I am, God, to do your will and to do with what you want me to do. Hopefully I'll make it through this. I struggled years and years with meth, and I'm sure a lot of you people know what that is. You have family members and sisters and sons and that's been on it, or somebody knows somebody that's been on it. Well, I was on it for like 24 years, from when I was 20 until I was 44. And, you know, I was like this with the devil. Me and him were buddies. And I continued to use, even when I got into the Desert Chapel, for a period of time. About 7 months, actually. And one day this man approached me and he said, Dwight, can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, go ahead. He said, are you still using? And I was ashamed. I was appalled by what he asked me because I couldn't answer him. I couldn't look him in the face. And that was like 7 months into it. But last week was 5 years that Dwight has put down the syringe and the methamphetamine. And it was a great weekend because my Giants even won the Super Bowl. But, you know, I wanted to tell you know how I come about Desert Chapel and what I love about it the most. First of all, again, I want to thank God, and I want Rod York to please stand up. Rod, will you stand up, please? That man right there is a true gift from God. I come here on a Wednesday. My friend came over, and we got high at my house. I work at a restaurant down the street. And I was working swing shift from 6 to 10 and from 5 to 9. So I had the afternoons to do what I'd want. And he said he was hungry. And he said, let's go to this little church around the corner. And at that time, I didn't have nothing for no church. And, you know, I was really kind of not thinking well. And so anyway, the first people I approached me was Harry Green and Rod York. But the moral story is I looked around and my friend was already gone. I'd already done eight, and I ate another plate, and I went and sat off in the corner. I was watching people. And about that time, Rod York approached me, and he said, hey, excuse me, you got to leave. We're cleaning up. And I said, excuse me, sir, and right there it didn't go well. He says, I retired from the Marines. I don't go by sir. My name is Rod York. And then I still wasn't listening because I called him, and I said, okay, Mr. York. And then he really asked me, he said, can you hear? He said, my name is Rod, and he might not want me to tell you this story, but I'm going to anyway. So I said, what do I got to do, Rod, to work here? He said, first you got to come straight, and you got to show up. I said, well, I can do that. And he kind of like chuckled, because he knew I was not on the right side of the tracks anyway. So I said, what time are you going to be here, Miss York? He said, I'll be here about 10. I said, okay, I'll be waiting for you. Well, back then, I smoked cigarettes. And I even got off cigarettes since I've been in Desert Chapel, too. That'll be 4 years. But Rod pulled up in his old purple Cadillac with his big old emblem on it, the Marines. And I was putting out my cigarette real quick. And he got out of his car, and I approached him. He said, man, you're on time. I said, well, I've been here a half hour. So that was a Thursday. And I got my bleach water out, and I bleached all the tables and et cetera. And so now I was ready to go home, you know. I knew I could come back tomorrow. So I told Rod goodbye, and now it's Friday, about noon. I just got done eating, and Rod said, hey, Dwight. He said, today before you leave, I want to talk to you. Wow, what'd I do? I thought, well, lo and behold, I didn't do nothing. I put my bleach bucket up. Put my rag up and he said, come on, I want to take you for a walk. It's all right. It was a Friday. If you're all familiar, if you come to the church on Fridays, you know it's not open. But back in the day, we got halfway down to the thing and I heard Rod getting in his pocket. And we got to the office door and he opened it up. He said, hang on a minute, I got to shut the alarm off. You know where I'm heading? Does anybody have a clue where I'm heading? Right here. Rod York sat right there where Dwayne Allen is. I sit right here where I've always sat. That's my seat. One of these days, they're going to put a plaque on there and say, Dwight. Believe that. And then I'm going to put one over there for Rod. But Rod's here in my heart. So anyway, you know, back then I was going by Butch, you know, and my grandpa gave me that name. And we sat there, I don't know, about, seemed like all afternoon actually, but it was more like 10, 15 minutes. And he asked me, he said, "What's your name?" I said, "My name's Dwight." And he said, "Dwight, you know, it'd be an honor to me and an honor to Desert Chapel for you to be in church on Sunday." I looked at him, I said, "Yeah, okay, whatever." And he said, "Really, I could really mean that. And furthermore, I got to go to pick up," you know, his wife was doing something with her hair at the time or whatever. So he said, "I'd like to pray." So he told a little prayer, you know, and wow, just, you know, really got me. So Sunday, I was there. Well, that'll be 6 years in May. May will be 6 years I've been in this church. And, you know, I couldn't imagine not coming here on Sunday during the week. Not only have I done so much for the church, but look what God's done for me. Like, 6 months with God, he got me off meth. I couldn't do that 24 years of my life. I'd done years in prison. I'd done years in county jail. And I never could kick it. Never could. Well, my mom knew that. But she said, "Once you get into a church, everything will roll uphill for you." And it has. And it has. But I just want to make everybody aware of, if it wouldn't have been for Rod York taking the time out that Friday afternoon to walk me over here and take a little bit of time. And see, when, you know what? You guys didn't change me. He and Rod York took the time out to change me. You're just all my brothers and sisters, but Rod York and the Lord did the work. Okay, and now, what I love about Desert Chapel is all you beautiful people and the youth. I'm even driving the church van now and picking up the youth. Ain't that a trip? That's a trip. And now I'm going to sum it up right here, but the best time of Dwight's week is sitting down by each and every one of you, giving you hugs, kisses on the cheek, and shaking your hand. I don't have to do that, and I don't get paid, but you know what? It sure gives Dwight a good heart to sit down and give you 5 minutes of my time and give you a little bit of payback for what you've all done for me. And least but not last, this is right here, is what the church has done for me lately. They raised oodles amount of money for Dwight to get his driver's license in. I'm not supposed to say names, but I just want to tell each and every one of you, and frickin' frack, I love you all. Okay? And thank you. And I did make it. Thank you.